patience during this transitional
zombie apocalypse.
Your satisfaction is very important to us.
And welcome again to another NR7. Sorry for the missing last 2 weeks, but out for the one of the weekends, and weekend before, we just all got distracted by games and forgot to do a show. So today I have Heavy, Merps, and unfortunately Analog was here, but he got dragged away by the zombies, so he may or may not make it back.
He did scream a lot, so...
Yeah, well, it didn't help that we kind of hit him a couple of times while shooting at the zombies.
Well, it's not our fault he's a bleeder. I mean, my God.
And really, what are you going to contribute to a podcast by just saying brains over and over?
A good beat.
Yeah.
You get some rhythmic going on there. Maybe somebody scratching behind you. You can get something going with that.
That and it's encouragement for us to actually keep doing a show.
What's so it end up the dubstep show?
Why not?
I have a few things to go over. Did actually get a beta key to the Salem game. Probably go over that a little bit. Fortunately, Suave, who actually has been in it for the last couple of months, is not around, so I'll just probably go over the basics and try to finish up that review next week.
Yeah, we're pretty sure his girlfriend forgot to let him out of the GIMP suit before, the show started, so.
Yeah, hopefully she at least remembered to feed him.
You're asking for a lot.
Way too much.
First thing I have to review, I got to watch the fun movie Prometheus. Anybody here worried about spoilers?
Nah, go ahead.
So the spaceship runs Windows 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Spoiler alert, Windows 7 runs Prometheus. Blue screen of death.
Probably has a little... sorry. Still fighting the remains of a plague.
She should be more careful when handling the test tubes.
Sorry, the test subject got a bit carried away and got out.
Don't you have tasers for just such an occasion?
Yes, but there were also the test subjects I was using super soldier formulas on, too, so...
That seems like a bad combination.
Well, you have to test to see if the plagues affect super soldiers.
Okay. You'll say, I thought you grabbed random homeless people off the street, but, you know, hey.
Well, I do.
Let's take a hobo, make him as strong as the Hulk, and throw him on the street and see what happens.
After infecting them with several strains of highly deadly diseases, too.
Winning.
Prometheus, it was okay. Well, one thing, I'll try to avoid spoilers for right now, but the logic in some of the characters was quite odd. I know a lot of movies are that way, but also there weren't really any aliens either. I'll just skip the whole spoiler thing because I don't really know what not to say. So pretty much the whole thing is they found these maps throughout the whole thing, the ancient cultures, and decided to go check it out, thinking, as the engineers, as they call it, they think our alien race that created us. And it pretty much ends up there's the alien race, or the planet they came across, it was more of an alien race bioweapon plant. And pretty much stuff mutated somewhat in.
And the shit hit the fan, right?
It was, oh yeah, they had alien-like creatures in it, but no real aliens. So yeah, they had like, towards the end, well again, I'm not caring about spoilers because I really don't recommend paying to watch it.
That's an endorsement right there if I've ever heard one. Don't watch this movie. Just don't pay for it.
Pay for it. So what have they done? Have they set it up to be a franchise of a franchise of a franchise?
Yeah.
I don't really know what they did with it. There was technically two survivors, but they kind of just went off.
I've actually read an article with an interview to the effect that, yeah, they're trying to set up a franchise again.
If this is the start of their franchise, I hope it burns in hell.
Wow. Strong words.
Well, the whole thing, the basic idea was good. They just completely mutilated it, in my opinion. Well, for a little thing, pretty much, again, this is pretty much main plot point stuff. So the robot they have a robot in it that's pretty much getting commands from the guy who paid for the project, who was supposed to be dead by now, but he's actually in cryostasis, hidden in the back of the ship, apparently.
So it's Bishop.
So, pretty much, there's the engineers do exist, and I did like the premise of them since kind of agent. What is it? Race of aliens based more on organic tech than metal and all that. With pretty much, they developed a little kind of genetic mutation stuff. I don't really know what to else to call it. And the robot took a little bit. He infected one of the crewmates, who was the love interest of, well, they were the one of the two scientists that found the Ocular Trichotigs and really wanted to meet the engineers, as they call them. And they had, the girl ended up getting impregnated after he was infected, and somehow the...
If the guy gets pregnant, they're having sex wrong.
The girl got impregnated by the infected guy, and somehow the fetus started growing oddly. She then had it cut out of her by an automated doctor table device that for some reason was only calibrated for males. You'd think an automated medical station would work for more than one half of the population.
Yeah. It's like, should we put a small sensor in here? It's like, is this a chick or a dude? It doesn't matter. Just cut them open.
So, and what do you do with the transgender ones, though?
Ooh. I don't know.
It'd be I guess you'd have to go with whichever one they are genetically.
Oh. So the whole time you're basically sitting in the theater screaming, no, that's not how you release a world-destroying virus into the galaxy. You're doing it wrong.
But so pretty much she had it cut out, and the thing ended up at the end growing into literally a giant 6 foot tall face hugger.
Sexy.
6 foot tall face hugger?
Yeah. Well, oops. That's pretty much what it acted like. And it's like, how the heck does that become a face hugger?
And a miniaturization gun?
Plot armor, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, it's just that it seemed like they had the license, but they didn't seem to have the right to actually put a real alien in there. So they had to try to make stuff similar enough. And it just seemed odd, and a few minor tweaks would have actually made it decent and a little bit more logic.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be paying for it too quickly.
Yeah, I only paid $5 and I was disappointed.
So you'd rate it $0 the Pirate Bay out of $5.
I don't know if I recommend the bandwidth.
I was about to say, wow. Doesn't sound like you would recommend bandwidth for it. Yeah.
Wow. Well, the whole thing, like I said, could have the premise and general idea of it was good, but it breaks down a lot. Like, the whole thing is, it takes pretty much, if this is the birth of aliens, it takes place in 2092, which that kind of messes up a lot of the other movies too. Like Alien versus Predators and all that, and other comics and all that.
Yeah, which they're just disregarding everything that they don't care about. Yeah. Movies do that. So, okay. Okay, go finish out your thought, then I'm going to have a question for you.
I know if they're trying to reboot, but it's just a bad reboot. Unless they just literally thrown everything out the window, and like they do with the other aliens, and to get rid of them.
Well, you know, they could be pulling Highlander too, just be saying, you know what? That stuff didn't happen. This is the sequel.
Yeah.
But, yeah, look how well that worked out for the Highlander franchise.
Yeah, well.
I would have just preferred a literally, this is how aliens were created versus, we want to make a whole new series. Why? Well,
Okay.
Does everything have to be rebooted?
Throw the concept that it's a reboot of Aliens out the window. And do they ever explicitly state that it's the same universe in the movie? I mean, I know everyone says it is, but I mean, is it? Do they ever actually say it's supposed to be the same universe?
Nah, I don't know if they literally, but pretty much they had the same spacecraft as what they found in the first one. And there was a mural on the back of one of the chambers they discovered with the creepy face that surprisingly looked like a queen alien.
Enough reference made, yeah. I think.
I was going to say, could you, if you throw the concept that it's supposed to be an Aliens reboot out, could the movie stand on its own and be a decent movie?
I would grade it a B-rated Herb or space alien movie.
Okay. So then question number two, if you approached it like you do, say, the Avengers movie, and you're just like, you know what, the story's going to be weak no matter what, how pretty of a movie was it? Did it look good?
The graph or special effects, other than that one mistake we saw, but that's not funny. The special effects and all that was good, but yeah. If they would have just purged it completely of the alien stuff and not hinted so hardly that they were literally putting that elbow in your ribs.
Yeah, I gotcha.
It was aliens. It could have been a decent movie. Because literally at the end, they had a creature burst out of one of the engineers, since one of them was alive, that was pretty much a mutated alien.
Well, the reason I ask is because they pull that crap a lot. In fact, Madman often says he's read Aragon books and he went and saw the movie. He said if they had just called the movie something else, it would have been fine. But because they called it Aragon, it was horrible.
Yeah.
So I was just kind of curious if that was going on there too.
I think that's probably one of the main things I didn't like about it. If they didn't have it where... Because, yeah, they didn't literally say it, but a lot of the stuff... Heck, pretty much all the technology and all that. Pretty much the same. Even the android...
It was aliens, yeah.
Yeah, even the android... When his head got ripped off, was the same innards as the android in the Aliens movie of that kind of whitish...
The milky substance.
Yeah. So it's like...
Well, to be fair, Ghost in the Shell animes use the same milky substance for their robots, too, so...
But it was the same, no actual other stuff inside, just the strands of milky stuff.
Just the goop.
Okay. Yeah. So, I can't really say they weren't trying to make an Aliens movie since it had everything from Aliens other than a natural-looking alien.
Gotcha.
Which...
I gotcha. So... All right, yeah. So using the old rating system, you would rate that the Pirate Bay out of $5, so.
Yeah. Now that I got that out of my system, anybody else have anything to rage over?
Yes, Grand Theft Auto 4. And its dodginess and trying to get the high-definition settings to work. Anyone know how to do a patch? Well, anyone knows of a patch, let me know, please. But apart from that, game looks great when you finally manage to trick it into letting you into using its own settings.
Yeah, don't know why they couldn't just had it. Yeah, pick your own stuff.
Yeah, because it was the auto pick.
Yeah. Yeah. Seems would be harder to make an auto pick other than, here's just our hard-coded settings.
Well, a lot of games will do that where they take a look at your hardware... and just try to give you a good guess. And that works great, you know, when you're playing the game new and it knows what your hardware is. But the moment you get the next gen of graphics cards in and it doesn't recognize them anymore, it starts flipping out. What's really fun is grabbing old games that do the detection on your hardware. And, you know, it doesn't know how to handle your hardware. So it comes back with, you've got... You know, we detected 4 gigs of RAM. You need at least 800 megs of RAM to play this game. Therefore, we're not going to install it. Because, you know, it's only checking the number. It's not actually checking the suffix there. So,
well, that seems to be the problem with this one. You guys know the rig that I'm running. It should be able to run anything at the highest end specs. It's like, no, your rig is so shitty. We're only going to let you play at 800 by 600.
Yeah, it doesn't recognize your cards. It doesn't recognize probably doesn't recognize your processor setup either. Mm. So it's assuming it's, you know, worst case scenario.
Yeah, but not allowing you to adjust it, like, that's just ridiculous. I mean, no words can describe my anger and frustration towards that this morning. No. And that being a 14 gig download, definitely an overnighter. Definitely an overnighter.
Mm-hmm. That sucks.
I'm playing it right now as we speak, and the graphics are fantastic. Gameplay is just as much fun as GTA San Andreas. If you're a big fan of the San Andreas, go for it. I mainly want to play it for the story. BSV says the story's just as good, if not better, in this one. I'm enjoying it.
Wait a minute. The Grand Theft Auto games had a story?
Yeah.
I thought you just grabbed cars and attacked pedestrians. At least that's how I always played them.
They started to grow a story to entertain some people.
Yeah. I mean,
you can
Rockstar...
still just go random and hijack cars to run over pedestrians.
Hey, Rockstar have done really well with their story development since San Andreas. Like you had Red Dead Redemption, which I wish they'd make a port for that on the PC. That would be great. That's fantastic.
Especially
story.
With played that the multiplayer.
And the zombie version as well. It's just fantastic. Yeah, Rockstar Games for their storyline at the moment is just, I think they're doing it better than anyone else.
Except for the software part.
But I'll get around it, you know. There'll be a workaround somewhere.
Huh.
That's all I've got for today.
Most likely, it just got lazy and...
Well, it's a console port, right? So it's probably whatever engine they're using has a bum setting in it somewhere, and whoever did the port probably wasn't really paying any attention, and they shat it out into the stores.
Yeah, I know Patient Zero owns a copy of it, so I'll hit him up and see how he's getting around it, you know.
Angry phone calls and sacrificing chickens?
Probably, because that's generally your best bet. Because I've got talking to you, I'm lost on a mission. God damn it.
I have one more review, but Noah, have you saying you're playing Eve Online of late?
Yeah, I have been doing that, and I really... the problem that they have is getting new players in is the interface, the control interface in the game. Well, say that it's worse than using Windows, but it follows the same operational scheme as Windows. And I think really what we need to do is get past that. The story is kind of cool, and the sandbox part of it is kind of cool. The only downside is it's a monthly fee, and I don't think it's really worth or warrants a monthly MMO.
I was going to ask you this. You said the interface is pretty bad. Is it worse than Second Life?
It gets up there, man. It is pretty close to Second Life bad.
Okay.
I would play Second Life before I would play Eve again.
Really?
I played Eve a little bit a couple years back, and
I installed Eve, and literally in under an hour, it's off my computer.
Wow.
Didn't have that bad of experience, but it's not too user-friendly.
On the upshot, you don't actually have to do anything but go out and harvest materials, and you can build ships. I mean, the part of it that's kind of cool is that skills train in real time, start your character training, and then just let them kind of build up and when you're offline. And a lot of the stuff runs off. Everything that you do runs when you're offline. If you're mining stuff on a planet or your ship's in a particular solar system, you log off and it will run, and when you come back, whatever happened. So that is that part that makes it nice, makes the grind go away. I think.
Can somebody like gank your ship when you're not online?
Yes, they can.
Yeah.
Okay,
I
see a design flaw here.
You park it in a nice safe space station, and then they can't do that. But if you're gonna leave it out there mining, you know, AFK, then you take your chances.
The other part that I do like about it, though, too, is that in the game, they have set it up to where you can pay for your monthly fee through game dollars. You have to get, like, 500 million ISK, I think is what they call their game currency. And, I mean, what I've heard, it's not too bad as far as getting it, you know, once you get started, especially if you're a PvPer. But, I mean, there's several good points about it. It's just... their interface is so horrible. It's like the, you know, I would rather have sex with a dog than play the game again.
Big calls all around.
I was going to say that once you get past the interface and you've learned that, the game actually falls into the simpler to operate than World of Warcraft. Strange. But the interface is that much of a barrier. Guys, fix that interface and then relaunch it, and maybe you'll be able to jump into it.
Well, okay. I just thought about this. So if there's a PvP aspect to it, can you go around and and pirate from other people, like when they're not online.
Yes. Yeah. You can't. There are certain sectors that are policed, okay? And say you jump in to the sector and you pop somebody's ship, and it's in a police sector. The police group will come in. They'll blow you up. So what happens? I got a couple buddies at work that play. Even one of them that completely has one account that's completely self-sufficient. He runs two different accounts. So basically what they're telling me is that within the game itself, a lot of the pirate people, what they'll do is they'll jump into even the police sections in a very cheap ship. Once they've scanned someone and they know what they have on their ship, and basically they'll pop them from a very cheap ship. Ooh, who cares? Gathering up all the loot, though, of course, that they've dropped. And so it's, yeah, apparently there was a guy, I don't know how long ago this was, but there was a guy running around with 14 months worth of game time. Basically, like you can buy these. I think they're called Plesk or something like that.
Plex.
Yeah.
Player license extension.
Yeah, exactly. He was running around with 14 of them. And what they do, they actually sell them in-game, too. And so, but he was running around with 14 of them. And so these are like $15 a piece, right? And he got popped by someone and lost everything and rage quit.
Well, I don't blame
him.
Yeah.
Now, is there
150
a way
bucks or whatever it was? Or no, wait, you said 50. How many did he have? You said 15? Or did you say 10?
No, 15 a piece.
Well, how many did he have?
He had like 14 of them, 15 of them, something like that. So he easily had like
that's a couple hundred bucks,
over
100,
yeah. Over 100 bucks of it.
Quick question. Is there a way of storing these in a safe place?
Oh, yeah. He was a dumbass carrying around.
Basically, what he was probably doing, he was part of a clan, and he was probably transporting them to wherever they were going to start selling them from. So basically, he was the idiot that, went and grabbed all these.
Transporting that, I would want to go with an Armada escort.
That would have been the correct choice, but that didn't happen in his case. And that's the fun thing. You can actually build up your own player organization. If possible, take a bunch of noobs, give them a couple weeks to train up, and have them take out the biggest capital ship in YouTube videos, aplenty of it. So there is that aspect that anybody can kill anybody if you do it.
Interesting. I'm just imagining there's probably a large market in EVE Online for in the real world we'd call corporate espionage of going into the player organizations and figuring out when they're transporting crap so you can just let the pirate buddies know and they just cut you in on the loot.
Not only that, but you can have ships with cloaking devices and sensor systems and listen to local chat where people are really horrible about telling you their evil plans. So
I see a future profession in that game of information broker.
I'm pretty sure that priority goes on in there.
You're probably right. So you metagame it and start hacking other players' machines and wrong show. Sorry.
Yep.
But I think that's more of the WoW point.
I really like the concept. I like the fact that it's been a persistent world for 9 years. The game is very old and they keep updating it. They just did the graphics this year. They just have to fix that interface. Really, they do.
What kind of, you said they just revved the graphics. What kind of minimal machine would you need to play it? I mean, could you play it on a netbook? You say it's a 9-year-old game.
You can still run it on, 256 meg NVIDIA 8600 GT. I'm running it on right now. All you have to do is have open shader 3 minimum equivalent.
So maybe not on a netbook, but on certainly an aged machine, it'd be fine.
Well, if you get one of the new, the APU ones the AMD's making. All right.
No, I have no intention of actually buying a new netbook. I'm just curious. I'm looking at. I was screwing around with the Mini 9 over there, and just first thing on the mind.
I'd say give it a try. Show it. Throw it on there and see what you get.
Well, right now, not much because it's not even running Windows, but.
They do actually have really good support. It'll run in Wine on Linux, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, actually, it's not running Linux or OS X either. Haiku. Oh. It's running Haiku.
Never mind. All right, so that's my review, and I would say that game, do what I did and wait until a Steam weekend. Or play the demo first. Somebody can give you a free 21-day trial and see if you like it and you can get past the interface. If you can do that, then wait until Steam has it on sale or somebody has it on sale for like $7 or $5 or something for your first month. Get in there. And I'm actually getting in the process of grinding to get that sustainable membership thing. And it's not undoable. It just takes about 200 hours. Which... let's be honest. We've all played first-person shooters for way more than that, or Minecraft, for that matter.
Yes. You're mentioning our addictions around here.
Cocaine? What?
Digital cocaine. Yes.
Mm.
There's a difference.
Alcohol? What?
Coffee.
Isn't that the truth? So now that we thoroughly hijacked your show there, BSC.
Right.
Oh, wait. I forgot the rating. I don't. What is it? It's a $15 a month game, right?
Yeah, so, that's right.
So what's it heavy? Are you analog? Eating? What's it worth?
I'd say it's not worth a monthly fee. I'd say it should be freemium and maybe should be like $7 to buy it.
Okay.
$7 to buy, no monthly fee. Eh.
That'd be nice.
I'll get back to you on the prices, Grand Theft Auto thing next week. Give me a week of pure rage and hate. I'll come back and be angry. But at the moment, I think the complete package is worth $30 if you're running a basic rig. Don't run anything that's high-end or specialized. Something bought off the shelf and you'll be happy.
Oh, I'm screwed.
I mean, the music in it is fantastic once again.
How's the voice acting in it?
Fantastic, man. I mean, the depth of music in it is fantastic. The talkback radio is absolutely hilarious.
I always like the talk radio in those games.
And like if you've never played a Grand Theft Auto. It's extremely immersive as the days go on. Like, the stations and the music changes depending on the hour of the day, and so do the cars and the people on the street and stuff. And I must say, I've got this little Hachiroku at the moment, and it's handling like a demon.
Nice.
I'm just munging everywhere with it.
So, Morps, I assume while we were stalling for you, you've gone and gotten a clip of the radius.
No, I couldn't find one in time. I'm sorry.
That happened.
All right. I have one more review left myself, which... No Analog was playing a little bit with me with Global Agenda Free Agent. Pretty much it. Free-to-play MMO, but went free-to-play not too long. Actually, I think it's been a year or so since it's been free, but pretty much it's MMO RPG with guns and futuristic tech.
So Borderlands.
Pretty much, but more corporates. That seems like a lot of promise, and also it has stuff you can pay for and all that, but as for weapons and all that, you can, all of them, from what I could tell, you can get without paying. Pretty much all paying with real money does is let you get them faster by just buying them and not earning the points. You can buy, unique stuff that makes you look different. So
the pay to win isn't something you couldn't get on the, if you just put your time into it, it's just saving you time?
Yes. Which,
okay, that's nice.
That's the way it should be, in my opinion. It's not, oh, you are paying with real money, you get the ultimate weapon. The only downside, because you can play it for free, but they also have a one-time payment to become an elite member.
You say elite member. The first thing that comes to my mind is Halo, the little dude saying he killed the elite, run away!
That pretty much, it's normally $20, but when you sign up for the free agent, they give you a 30% off coupon for their stir, which turns the 20 into 13. But pretty much all that does is let you actually create an agent. See, you can join an agency normally, but if you want to make your own, you have to be an elite. It also gives you a little bit of XP bonus for completing missions. So pretty much you can get away. You just want to play the game and not really from an agency or that. You can get away just without paying a single penny. But the agencies, we'll like to actually try that, but only played with Analog and Suave for a little bit. Because the agencies, you literally can take over territory fighting other agencies to try to... Don't really know the end goal of it, but yeah, you pretty much can challenge other agencies to over territory.
Which, is it like actual in-game territory? Like you can go take over a town?
Well, it's a separate map thing. Again, I haven't actually gone to it, so I don't know if it's just one solid separate map and not.
Mm. I was just thinking, it's like, you take over the town, and then when somebody in the wrong faction walks in, all the city guards suddenly start chasing you. I'm just thinking, whilst in World of Warcraft, if somebody took over one of the wrong cities and you just walked in and all the guards charged you.
Yeah, I don't think it's like that, since
that's
pretty much
bad.
It looks like all the regular areas have no PvP in it, so it's either you can just hang out with your friends, completing missions, waiting for a queue for another PvP match, or you can actually queue up random instances for pretty much a dungeon run. Seems like a decent thing to just get a group of friends and muck around in if you like shooters, because role-playing leveling up part of it pretty much doesn't really seem to have too heavy of effect on it, since the weapons, yes, do get slightly better, but there's pretty much a few set types. So it's kind of same thing with most shooters, where you can get nicer, better weapons leveling up, but don't just get random, here's 30 different weapons you hauled out of the dungeon. So that's nice and bad, because I do like my loot, but it kind of balances the PvP a little bit.
How much grinding do you think you have to do in order to get up to snuff for that game to be
I got distracted by Salem once I got that beta key, so I think I put a About a solid day in and maybe a little bit more. And, well, just casual play, not a, literally 24 hours. And I'm close to level 20. Actually, I think I am level 20. So it's not a real grind heavy thing to get to the top.
Hey, fair enough.
Yeah. So it seems to have potential. I'll probably get back into there and try to see what more the end game has to it before I give it a final rating. But again, seeing that for the main part, you can literally do everything in the game for free. Well, what's to complain?
Fair enough. So I pay currently 1 penny per gigabyte for my bandwidth every month. Is it worth the download?
1 penny per gigabyte?
Then it gets more expensive if I go over my 250.
Well, as long as you don't go over, I think it's worth the pennies. I liked it since, I don't know about you, but nothing's quite as satisfying as finding a ridge on a side of a canyon and just raining down sniper fire upon my enemies.
Ah, very good.
So if you're ever looking for VSV, look high, look often.
Clock towers may be a good place to start.
I have a medic in the game, too, that gives off green radiation that heals people. Don't get why it's green.
If you are talking about sniping semi-automatic shotgun, then yeah, it's BSV.
Semi-automatic sniper rifle?
Oh, I'm sorry, fully automatic.
Fully automatic howitzer, that's what you snipe with, right?
At some point, it's not called sniping anymore, and it's called bombing. But, you know, hey, you know, potato, potato.
Depends on what you're shooting at.
Potatoes, apparently.
So, yeah, I would definitely recommend trying it out.
Oh, shit.
If you're looking for a decent shooter.
I don't know. RU seems to think it's not that good.
No, I just got my car fixed. So I was screaming around a corner and slammed into a police car. So now I'm being chased.
So note to self, don't have RU the getaway driver.
No, I think it'd be a fine getaway driver. Just make sure you tell all the cops ahead of time not to be there.
Oh, the little Hachiroku, man, is just so much fun. I'm finding myself just driving around the town, drifting everywhere. You just drift through the corners and slam into people.
Nice.
So, fun factor, yes, it's worth $30. Just for slamming into a police car sideways and getting an high-speed chase.
Very
that
nice.
That was like a fun time. So I should be around next week. At least I'm out of stuff to review right now. Does anybody else have anything they want to go over before we close this up?
Wait, I can't say that anymore in the station. I don't have anything to review.
All right.
I almost said I have nothing.
Well, there, you did.
Yeah, you're fired.
Good luck with that.
All right, everybody, dance in the opposition.
They won't.
I'll hijack the show.
Hey, neighbor. Welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is?
Pants on the on position quickly.
This is a cassette player with a little cassette in here, and there's nothing written on it, so we'll just have to play it to see what it is. Do you ever imagine things? Are they scary things? Are they scary things? Do you ever imagine things? Things you'd like to have? Did you ever see a cat's eyes in the dark? and wonder what they were.
Did you ever pretend about things like that before?
Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind? You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind. It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think, and they'll grow.